My name is William Ramatar. I'm from Dublin. Well, actually, I'm from Ennis in County Clare, but don't hold that against me. But I have a radio program on Flagler College called Irish Ways every Sunday morning. And thank you. There's my one listener out there. But for a while here, you know, I came here in 1985. And 1985, there wasn't a whole lot happening on the Irish scene. And I decided to get involved with bringing people here and getting involved also with some wonderful people from the Florida Folklife Department, Department of State, and many people. As you know, this festival itself came close to being forgotten about there a couple of years ago, but it's people like yourselves who come here every year, year after year, that have made this possible. And you need to give yourselves a round of applause tonight for keeping this going here every year, for 51 years. Also, as almost an addendum, to me anyway, I had no idea about this until a couple of years ago myself, but there are so many wonderful artists here in the States itself, but also in Florida, that are from other places and are part of our heritage here in Florida. And so many people that are musicians here, that are folklorists and storytellers and everything like that, have been given awards over the years. Richard Seaman, a wonderful, wonderful fiddle player from Jacksonville who just passed away and is dearly missed. He was proposed by a friend of mine called Gregory Hansen a couple of years ago and won the state recognition award, as well as James Kelly, wonderful fiddle player from Ireland. I was very lucky and very delighted to be able to sponsor James. But Eddie Keeney, who is not here this year, and Eddie is a wonderful fiddle player from Ardara, was a bus driver in actual fact in New York for 21 years and started coming here to the festival. But this year, arthritis in his hands has stopped him from coming here. But wonderful people here in the state of Florida, and the director, the state folklorist, is here tonight to talk to you about the wonderful work that they do in documenting and presenting wonderful programs like this, the wonderful heritage of Florida, the director of the Florida Folklife Program, Tina Bukovalis.
Thanks, William. And I'm very happy we could be here at the festival once again. And it's a wonderful festival. And the Parks Department is doing such a terrific job organizing everything. I'm here tonight on behalf of the Department of State and the Florida Folklife Program to introduce the winners of the 2003 Florida Folk Heritage Awards. These are presented annually to outstanding folk artists and folk culture advocates. We present the Florida Folk Heritage Awards to Floridians whose lifelong devotion to folk arts has enriched our state's cultural legacy. Like the National Heritage Awards, the Florida Folk Heritage Awards honor our most significant and influential tradition bearers for authenticity, excellence, and significance in the traditional arts. This year, we have two award winners. First, Troy Demps is an acclaimed African-American hymnliner who has revitalized this tradition through performances, teaching, and lectures. He was born in Plant City in 1927. Of course, times were hard then, and there weren't very many musical instruments around. Since they didn't have musical instruments, they lined hymns. One person calling out a line of a hymn to the congregation who would repeat it back, and in that way, learning and performing the hymn. Since Demps had suffered from sickle cell anemia as a child, he spent a lot of time as a boy around his mother, who would constantly sing hymns in the home. From 1994 to 95, Demps taught hymnlining as a master artist in the Florida Department of State's apprenticeship program to Brian Wright, one apprentice. He has been selected again three times for two more apprentices, Eddie Banks, from Orlando area, and also Frank Spaulding. This experience has not only heightened his interest in hymn lining, but has created an even deeper sense of responsibility in him about learning the tradition in more depth and preserving it by teaching it to others. Unfortunately, Troy Demps was to be here today and perform at the festival several times, but his wife is very ill and could not be here. And his two apprentices, Eddie Banks, Deacon Eddie Banks, and Deacon Frank Spaulding, are here to line a hymn for you so you can see what this wonderful tradition is like. I'd like to introduce them now.
Good evening. My name is Frank Spaulding, and this is Eddie Banks. We are here in tribute to a great man, Troy Demp. He taught us, continued to teaching us how to line hymns. Unfortunately, he couldn't be here today, and we're gonna attempt to do one of his favorite hymns today. So if you just listen up. Guide me, O thy great Jehovah, pilgrim through the barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me through thy barren hand. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Guide me, O
people realize that we have a Polynesian community in Florida, but especially in Central Florida, there is a Polynesian community with many people from Hawaii, Tonga, Samoa, and throughout the Polynesian world. Our other 2003 Florida Folk Heritage Award winner is Kaui Heialani Mahikoa Brandt from Winter Park. She's a highly respected Hawaiian hula performer who's preserved the tradition in her community by teaching young people and also through performance. She was born on Oahu and is of Hawaiian and Filipino heritage and raised with strict Hawaiian guidelines. Her grandmother, who spoke only Hawaiian, taught her about the culture. She also studied later with many hula teachers and taught herself to play the ukulele and attended Kamehameha School for Hawaiians. Mrs. Brandt's dance troupe was recruited to help open Disney World in 1971. She and most of the members of those troupe have remained in Florida since. After working for Disney for more than two decades, she developed her own group, or Halau, Na Opio Pio I Orlando, and a dance group for adults and children. She's an excellent resource for the Polynesian community and works on a variety of community events and is a very selfless teacher and preserver of the traditions.
Mahalo, Tina. I'd like to start off by saying aloha. Oh, I didn't hear you guys back there. Aloha. Mahalo. This dance is called These Islands, and as you know in Hawaii, the hands tell a story. So watch the hands.
Sisters walking hand in hand. Have you seen the ocean? Miles and miles of crystal deep blue seas. Can you smell the flowers? Fill the air with fragrances for this land of Hawaii. Have you felt the power? Mountain craters throwing lava in the air, or its green swept beauty from each island. In the world can compare.
Thanks to our Heritage Award winners and the people of Florida who voted the award for them. Thank you.